Though the labor laws of the country gave unions the right to fight on strikes as a means of drawing the attention of the employer to their demands, it must not be used as a weapon frequently to tie down the hands of employers. Workers must only embark on strike when all avenues and negotiations of resolving the issues fail. These points came up when the general secretaries of the major unions in the country appeared on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, where discussed the topic May Day and strikes. First, the General Secretary of the Public Services Workers Union, Richard Amparbing, believes industrial harmony must be instilled at workplaces as well as put measures in place to curtail industrial actions. He called on government and employers to streamline the wage bill and productivity so that the country can achieve significant economic growth.
The world of work has changed. Now, if you are a trade union, your preoccupation is to instill harmonious industrial atmosphere. Anytime you are a trade union and agitations and strike actions, then there's a missing link. Because research has shown that organizations where unions are present, it's quite difficult for strike action to happen. And even if it does happen, we try to use mechanisms put in place through collective agreement to resolve such problems.
The General Secretary of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen, said though joining a union is optional, employers must try and associate themselves with one group or the other. He blamed workers for abusing the labour laws, thus the rampant strikes on the labour front.
Lawlessness should not be condoned, because this law, it took us years, Singapore was part of it, to come to this end where we have this document. If we do anything to undermine it, what they are doing, the employers also have the right to lock them out. The law says that don't strike when you are working in the social services. Don't lock out. The employers have the right, as they are here. If there is anything, they can lock out, but the law prohibits lock out, and at the same time, strike. So if you are striking against the law, you want to undermine it, they should deal with you.
The General Secretary of the Health Service Workers Union of the TUC, Abu Kuntulu, noted that the worker cannot improve his productivity when basic tools to work with are absent. He therefore advised government and employers to stop the drug feed dragon and attend to the demand of the workers.
Strikes can be minimized or curtailed when parties recognize that the labor law that we're talking about enjoins us to comply with dispute settlement procedure. Again, when parties recognize that labor conflicts can be avoided. In other words, we should try to kill labor conflicts at the initial stages and not allow it to escalate before we begin to find solutions to it.
For his part, the CEO of the Ghana Employers Association of Ghana, Alex Wimpong, emphasized the need to play to the rules of the game by taking into consideration the bigger picture.
Our strike action is a very important weapon that labor holds. And from the literature that I have read and even from personal experience, it's a weapon that must be used sparingly as the last resort when all else has failed. So in a situation where even by the drop of a hat or a pen, a union is too quick to embark upon a strike action, then there must be something wrong. But what we must understand is that when we talk about rule of law, we should not forget about the word order. We are too quick to say Ghana is a country, rule of law, governed by the rule of law. But without order, we cannot manage the rule of law. If you go by the Labour Act, which regulates the relationship between workers and management, there are ample provisions that guide the conduct of employers and workers in the management of strikes and grievances. So we must play by the rules of the game. We may not be comfortable or agreeable or palatable with a lot of the outcomes of these discussions. But what we must understand is that it is a give and take. We need to be tolerant of each other. We must understand that when we are making demands on business or industry or an employer or government or whatever, we should look at the bigger picture. How does that impact on the general society?
Panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the topic May Day and strikes.